You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, the New Zealand Union of Student Associations have launched a campaign to increase student voter turnout. Inspired by a surge in the youth vote turnout in the US and UK elections, NZUSA describes the We Have Power campaign as unashamedly ambitious. They say if 4 out of 5 students vote, students would be the strongest voting bloc in the country. Yesterday, reporter Adele spoke to NZUSA's president, Jonathan Gee, about what he hopes the campaign will achieve.
We Have Power is basically a campaign that we've started to mobilise students and young people across the country to have political conversations with each other and eventually to get out and vote. So the core principle behind it is that actually we believe that young people and students are a change-making, powerful political force if we turn out and vote. That we're 800,000 strong, and that if even just 4 out of 5 of us actually voted, we'd be able to really genuinely influence politics. So that's the core principle of We Have Power, and we're really proud that actually we've already have about 15 campus teams across the country involved in the campaign even prior to our launch. I think the real impact is around getting young people and students involved in politics, telling them actually that politics is people and that it affects our everyday lives. So I think what we're trying to do is we're wanting to transform politics. At the moment it's been taken by politicians and it's been taken by slogans and personality politics, but actually, you know, politics is about what affects our everyday lives.
That was NZUSA President Jonathan Gee speaking about the aims of We Have Power. In the studio, we have Auckland University Students Association's Political Engagement Officer, Anna Cusack, to discuss the campaign. Thanks for joining us, Anna.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about what your role as Political Engagement Officer involves?
Cool. So it's a very exciting year to have the role. So as part of my role, I'm trying to encourage people to vote and engage with politics. And I think often there feels like this divide between everyday life and politics, and politics sometimes seems quite intense and you might not always completely understand what's going on. And so I'm trying to, in an impartial way, engage students and show that actually life is political and things that we care about, everyday things that we care about, are affected by who we vote for.
So when did you take up the position?
At the start of this year.
Yeah. And so what initiatives have you been involved in so far?
So one of the big parts of my role is organising Politics Week. So that was a week at the end of last semester where I ran 11 different events. And so they range from a massive carnival in the quad, where we had a cartoonist, we had a bouncy castle, we had jousting. It was awesome. And we also had political stalls, which was really cool too. And on that day, we partnered with the Electoral Commission to get people enrolled, and we got over 700 students enrolled from that event and throughout the week, which was really cool.
How is AUSA supporting the We Have Power campaign?
So this is a really exciting campaign where there's lots of different students' associations from all around the country who are uniting together. So myself and Jess Palerat, who's the Education Vice President, we have been having Skype meetings, in fact Zoom meetings, with different people from around the country about it in preparation, and NZUSA has done a really awesome job coordinating all of us.
Can you tell me a little bit about your understanding of this specific campaign and why you think it's important?
So it's a nationwide Let's Get Students Voting campaign. So different campuses all across the country are encouraging students to be voting. We're going to be sending out texts, we're going to be running fun events, fun engaging events, and more than anything, just spreading the word and making voting easy, and also giving people the material readily available in an impartial